Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. As November approaches here, that means I've been in broadcasting slash radio slash podcasting a full 30 years now. And I have a concept as a programmer called taking the car out for a drive. And that's what I'm going to do today. Today's topic is Halloween comedy slash fun movies. And what do I mean by taking the car out for a drive? You just talk about stuff because it's just fun to think about things for a minute. No real hardcore point here. We're not going to solve the world's energy crisis today. But here are some Halloween movies that are fun if you're in that kind of mood. How about 2014's What We Do in the Shadows? Not the TV show, the movie. Now, I didn't see this until they announced the TV show. And I'm like, all right, let me check out this movie. And oh my goodness, this thing is fantastic. Not a lot of people have seen this. Jermaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords is in this. Taika Waititi. It is like the TV show, but it's got a bigger budget and higher aspirations. Much like the TV show, a film crew follows a group of vampire roommates as they struggle to navigate modern day life and responsibilities. There's a rival gang of werewolves. Fantastic. Stop listening to me and go watch What We Do in the Shadows from 2014 right now. Ghostbusters. You probably heard of this one. And we're talking Ghostbusters, not Ghostbusters 2, not Ghostbusters Afterlife, not Ghostbusters 2015 or whatever the one that everyone hates is. This one, the one with Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Sigourney Weaver, Harold Ramis, that one from 1984. You've heard of this? Yes. After getting fired from their jobs, a trio of university professors decide to launch a Ghostbusters service. Another great one from 1988 and a Broadway musical that I'm going to see this month, next month. The family got tickets. We're excited for this one. Beetlejuice. Winona Ryder as a teenager who deals with creepy ghosts haunting her parents' new home. You know what happens if you say Beetlejuice three times? I will tell you in the second half of the podcast. No, not what you think. 1991's The Addams Family. Feel like that one is aging well. Christopher Lloyd as Uncle Fester is always fun. How about this one that I hadn't even heard of until I started doing the prep for this podcast? From 1996, The Frighteners, starring Michael J. Fox. What? Exactly. A former architect named Frank, played by Michael J. Fox, starts to pose as an exorcist after he develops the ability to communicate with ghosts. The ruse appears to work, but trouble ensues when the ghost of a murderer appears and starts to target the living. Supposedly the movie will give you Ghostbuster vibes. Just reading that description makes me think Adam Sandler should remake this. Ah, one of the greatest movies ever made. If you've never seen 2004's Shaun of the Dead, Simon Pegg, this movie's fantastic. After an electronic salesman learns that a zombie apocalypse has taken over London, he rushes to rescue his loved ones as they all take refuge in a local pub. They kind of don't know what's going on. Oh, Shaun of the Dead is wonderful. Watch that. 1986, Little Shop of Horrors. Steve Martin and Rick Moranis. Moranis plays Seymour, a nerdy florist shop employee who stumbles upon a unique plant after an eclipse. But as it draws several new customers, Seymour realizes that his plant is actually a monster with an appetite for human blood. I have no memory of this next one from 2003. Eddie Murphy in The Haunted Mansion? After forgetting his wedding anniversary, Jim, played by Eddie Murphy, a workaholic husband and father, tries to redeem himself by taking his family on a special vacation, but when they arrive at an old mansion, they learn that it's cursed and are forced to confront old spirits. That happened? I guess it did. From 1974, the classic Young Frankenstein. Gene Wilder, Terry Gore, Cloris Leachman, Marty Feldman, and Peter Boyle as the monster. What a great film if you've never seen this. Considered one of Mel Brooks' best comedies, absolutely. Dr. Frederick Frankenstein, played by Gene Wilder, who's fantastic in everything, isn't he? Decides to continue his late grandfather's experiments and winds up creating a monster. It's silly and extremely quotable. Then there's the classic Rocky Horror Picture Show from 1975, Tim Curry. A young couple stumbles upon a nearby castle after the car breaks down, but little do they know that the castle's occupied by a mad scientist who's working on a mysterious new creation. Now, if you're of a certain age, you are very familiar with the go see this at midnight and participate in the audience participation parts. I didn't phrase that well, but you know what I mean, where you threw stuff at the screen and you dressed up and it was fun. I don't know if the younglings know that that even was a thing or if this thing has aged well. But if you're of a certain age, Rocky Horror at midnight, absolutely. And who could ever forget the classic Adam Sandler gem, Hubie Halloween, yes, from 2020. What a cast. Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Rob Schneider, Shaquille O'Neal. The film follows a Halloween-loving delicatessen worker who must save the town of Salem, Massachusetts from a kidnapper. The little note here says, released on October 7, 2020, the film received mixed reviews from critics, although some critics considered it better than Sandler's other recent comedies. All right, let's do a few TV shows here. I am not at all saying this is every Halloween episode of TV ever. I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about a couple that tickle my brain. How about The Office Halloween? This is the one where Michael has a paper mache head of Michael on his shoulder. It's from season 2. The episode is called Halloween, as Michael anxiously tries and repeatedly fails to fire someone per Jan's demands. Jim and Pam play a prank on Dwight that could have real implications for their relationship. There are actually 6 Halloween-ish episodes of The Office. Another one, season 5, episode 6, is called Employee Transfer. The storyline about Pam being the only staffer in her new office to dress up in a costume. In this one, Dwight applies to Cornell and starts dressing up in Cornell stuff to get on Andy's nerves, and it works. Costume Contest, Season 7, Episode 6. The prize, a deeply coveted Scranton area coupon book that everybody but Pam believes is worth $15,000. It's not. Season 8, Episode 5 is called Spooked. Robert California attempts to suss out everyone's fears to craft the perfect ghost story. Season 9, Episode 5, Here Comes Treble. The staff Halloween party features a cameo from Broccoli Rob, played by Stephen Colbert. Also, Dwight's head gets stuck in a pumpkin. The other episode, not really Halloween, but it does take place on Halloween, is Koi Pond from Season 6. It's Episode 8. Now, my favorite, Community. Season 1, Episode 7, Introduction to Statistics. Annie hosts a Day of the Dead party. Jeff tries to find a way into the nearby faculty party so he can woo Professor Slater. Britta tries to convince Jeff to return to Annie's party, while Troy and Abed, dressed as Eddie Murphy and Batman, deal with Pierce after he gets high from the pills he trades Starburns for. It is fantastic. Season 2, Episode 6, Epidemiology. Dean Pelton buys food from an army surplus store for the event, but the supposed taco meat is actually a hazardous substance. Partygoers fall ill, exhibiting zombie-like behavior, which results in the army locking down the campus. Fantastic episode. I always enjoy zombie Jeff on his phone. Season 3, Episode 5 is called Horror Fiction in 7 Spooky Steps. Britta gives the rest of the study group personality tests. She's disturbed to find out that one anonymous person could be a homicidal maniac. She then tells a horror story about an escaped psychopath to gauge everyone's reactions. The rest of the group then share their own stories. Abed's includes a secluded cabin, whereas Annie envisions being a schoolteacher in love with a vampire portrayed by Jeff. The final Community Halloween episode is Season 4, Episode 2, Paranormal Parentage. I didn't love this one. They are forced to go to Pierce's mansion after he gets locked in the panic room. The episode serves as a spoof of Scooby-Doo. They eventually find Pierce. Yeah, that one didn't really fly. You know why? Because it's part of season 4 when Dan Harmon wasn't on the show. Now, my favorite thing on Community, and this is a callback, we were paying attention to earlier in the podcast. Do you know about the Beetlejuice joke in Community? And I just said the word for the third time, so he's going to appear. In the season 1 episode Communication Studies, Slater runs into Jeff in the parking lot, and she doesn't want to use Britta's real name. She pretends that she forgot it, and she's jogging her memory with other B words like bitter, butter, Beetlejuice. Okay, that's one. 9 months later, November 2011, season 2's Cooperative Calligraphy. This is the one where we're trying to figure out who stole Annie's pen. Everyone strips down. During the search, Britta saw Jeff's underwear and said that he normally wears stripy turquoise Beetlejuice numbers. That's 2. Okay. October 2012, during the Halloween episode, Horror Fiction in 7 Spooky Steps, Annie goes on Britta's computer to check out her playlist, and she mentions that Britta only has the Beetlejuice soundtrack, and immediately following that line of dialogue, someone in a Beetlejuice costume walks behind, it's in the back of the scene. You just see Beetlejuice walk through just as they mention Beetlejuice for the third time. It's 3 years of setup, and it is one of the greatest jokes in Community history. I actually caught it at the moment it happened, and I was like, oh my goodness, did they just do that? It is wonderful. Couple other ones really quickly from How I Met Your Mother, the Slutty Pumpkin. I feel like How I Met Your Mother is aging well. It's of a certain time, but I kind of like visiting that time, especially as I get more and more gray hair. In Slutty Pumpkin, after meeting a girl in a pumpkin costume at the building's rooftop Halloween party years before, Ted continues donning the same costume every year, which is a hanging Chad costume that has not aged well, and he returns to the party in hopes of meeting up with her again. And as part of the Bob's Burgers hoax, an episode called Full Bars. No one can resist the call of premium candy, least of all the Belcher kids, as the trio travel to the nearby rich neighborhood of Kings Island for their trick-or-treating. The full-size chocolate bars might not be worth it, as Tina, Louise, and Jean find themselves being pursued by rowdy teenagers. Sounds like it could be a lot of fun, except let me ask you 2 questions. First question, have you ever actually seen Bob's Burgers? You haven't. Second question, have you ever met anyone who's seen Bob's Burgers? You haven't. Isn't that weird for a show that's supposedly been on for 15 years? Is something weird going on there? Bob's Burgers, does it exist? Think about it. You're not sure now, are you? That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, audio-only version on YouTube. See you tomorrow.